Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel today, the sun shines brightly, with temperatures rising comfortably. In Tel Aviv, it's a perfect day for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies and warm temperatures. Haifa is similar, with a light breeze adding to the pleasant day. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, 3 hours ago, the IDF eliminated Mohammed Naim Jandia, a senior Hamas member and head of the Nukba unit in northern Gaza. Also, Ynet reported 2 hours ago that the IDF and Shin Bet have eliminated the Hamas Shujamiya security chief in northern Gaza, linked to the kidnapping of Daniel Pere. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, the IDF has eliminated a Hamas operative involved in the abduction of Captain Daniel Perez. Separately, from the Jerusalem Post, Iran and Oman have reached an agreement on the Strait of Hormuz based on a U.S. Memorandum of Understanding, according to Iran's parliament speaker. And finally, JNS reports from earlier today that the IDF chief marks 1,000 days of war, stating the military must be ready to fight again, having struck a Hamas tunnel complex in central Gaza. Here's what people are saying online. From OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, we learned just minutes ago that a long line of senior foreign officials have arrived in Tehran to pay their last respects to Ali Khamenei. David Keyes, a commentator, noted 15 minutes ago that the IRGC intelligence chief has also arrived at Khamenei's funeral. Raylan Givens, an observer, posted 17 minutes ago that the delegations in Tehran include figures from Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, and several other nations, alongside Hezbollah and Taliban members. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the elimination of Mohammed Naim Jandia. Israel Hayom confirms that the IDF conducted a targeted operation in northern Gaza. Jandia was a key figure in Hamas, directly involved in past hostilities. His elimination is seen as a significant blow to Hamas's operational capabilities. This development comes as part of ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's leadership structure. Turning to the agreement between Iran and Oman, the Jerusalem Post reports that this agreement involves strategic maritime navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's parliament speaker emphasized the deterrent power of Iran amidst regional tensions. This accord reflects a continuing dialogue involving the U.S. to stabilize the region's vital waterways. The outcome may influence regional shipping and energy routes crucial for global markets. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent military actions in Gaza, reported by JNS, highlight ongoing tensions despite a ceasefire. The strike on a Hamas tunnel complex underscores the persistent threat perceived by the Israeli military. The IDF's readiness to resume operations is a stark reminder of the fragile peace in the region and the potential impact on civilian safety and regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reported that the Defense Ministry CEO, Amir Bahram, criticized the Treasury for lagging behind in power building, seeing wartime realities as mere accounting events. Separately, CTEC shared that Israel's power plants are battling a summer invasion of jellyfish, clogging cooling systems daily, compounded by concerns over marine pollution during wartime. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that, for the first time in 3 months, pension and study funds in Israel have recorded losses attributed to sharp declines in the stock market. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.